Today, July 4th, 2005, on the official Inside Disney podcast, straight from the pages of the Disney Insider, your source for all things Disney. Epcot in bloom. When spring is in the air, our fancy turns to thoughts of gardening, and one of the most eagerly anticipated spring rituals at Walt Disney World Resort is the annual Epcot Garden Festival, a seven-week celebration of all things green, growing, and good. This year's festival began April 15th and ran through June 5th. To learn about the festival, we spoke to Disney horticulturist Eric Darden. Eric is especially excited about Minnie's Magnificent Butterfly Garden, featuring a structure filled with gorgeous butterflies and the plants they love. Guests walked through and commune with the winged beauties, and surrounding the house was a butterfly garden, planted with all the flowers butterflies love best. One returning favorite is a treat not just for the eyes, but for the nose. A fragrance garden sponsored by Guerlain, the oldest perfume house in the world, featured the plants from which many famous perfumes are made, plus lift-and-sniff stations where guests can smell the perfumes themselves. According to Eric, the perfumes often smell nothing like the plants from which they're created. Quote, "Perfumers often use the stems or even the roots of plants to create fragrances, instead of the flower. The results can smell quite different from what you experience in the garden," unquote. Adding to the luxurious effect were topiaries cut in the shapes of Guerlain's perfume bottles, including the familiar Shalimar flagon. Festival goers discovered not just how to make their gardens beautiful, but how to make them environmentally sound as well. Gardeners got loads of tips on water conservation, natural pest control, and more, with exhibits like Waterful World, devoted to gardening with a minimal amount of water. Eric explains, quote, "It really demonstrates the fact that what you do in your yard and what you put down on your yard, eventually it's going to end up in the rivers. It shows guests how they can make their gardens more environmentally friendly. There are a lot of things for kids woven in there too," unquote. Why the emphasis on green gardening? According to Eric, it's just a natural part of the festival. Quote, "One of the things we're trying to show guests is how they can garden like Disney, and we try to garden environmentally friendly. Disney World uses less potable water, the water we all drink and take baths in, than in 1990, which was before Disney's Animal Kingdom opened. We've gone more to reused water, and we practice water conservation," unquote. Water-wise gardening isn't the only challenge Epcot's Garden Festival planners face. The festival runs from early spring through the beginning of Florida's scorching summer, and finding plants that will thrive at temperature extremes and look good for the full 7 weeks is the trickiest puzzle the horticulturists must solve. Eric tells us, quote, "Last year before the festival opened, we had two nights where it got down to 48 degrees. In April, the nights can still be chilly, and that's ideal weather for growing annuals. Lows in the 50s, highs in the 80s, and we usually start the festival like that. But by the end of the festival, traditionally, at most of our Disney parks, about halfway through festival time is right when we do what we call a crop change. The winter bedding plants come out and the summer plants go in. But in the festival, we try to find bedding plants that can handle both situations. The one thing we can't control is the weather," unquote. Selecting hardy, heat-tolerant plants is key. You won't see fragile pansies in the festival gardens, for instance. Asked what tips he's picked up to use in his own home garden, Eric laughs, quote, "Generally what goes in my own garden is what my wife likes. We're big on butterfly gardening," unquote. Whatever your own pleasure, from butterflies to kid-friendly vegetable mazes, from Japanese gardens to the heady scent of perfume, the Epcot Garden Festival provides plenty of inspiration. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney podcast. Get more Disney scoop, plus photos and trivia, in the Disney Insider newsletter. Just visit Disney.com to subscribe.